I imagine meeting R.D. Lawrence gave you some knowledge of the history of diabetes.
Yes, it was like a view back into the past almost. I mean, my own experience of diabetes at that time was as a medical student and as a very newly qualified doctor and was relatively limited, but it was really getting to be quite dreadful because at that time one was just beginning to see the real ravages of long-term diabetes. I mean, the miracle of insulin saving lives had really just overwhelmed the public mind, and the feeling was that the problem of diabetes is now solved. Insulin is the answer, and we just don't need to worry about it anymore. But of course, nothing could be further from the truth, and one was beginning to see the blindness, the kidney failure, the high toll of heart attacks and stroke and so on that became really very familiar over the next few years. And I remember very soon after I qualified seeing a lady in her 30s who was in chronic renal failure and, you know, whose prospects of life were very limited. There was no dialysis or renal support, of course, in those days. I'm talking about the very late 40s, 1940s, early 1950s. Again, my chief said, do you know what this condition is? And I said, yes, this is the Kimmel-Steele-Wilson syndrome in diabetes. And Pickering said, that's absolutely right. He spoke with a slightly hesitant cough. He said, tell me, who were Kimmel-Steele and Wilson? And I said, oh, well, there were a couple of American physicians. And he said, well, Wilson was Clifford Wilson, a professor of medicine at the London Hospital, and Kimmel-Steele was a German pathologist. But apart from that, Harry, you're absolutely right. So I was really put in my place. But it was a grim prospect, actually. And I must say, one of the most dramatic things that happened to me slowly over the course of the next 20 years was the appearance of ways in which these awful hazards of diabetes could be countered, could be anticipated and countered. And that, of course, really marks what has happened to diabetes since insulin.